Agamemnon hailed him, saying, "Nestor, son of Neleus, pride of Achaeans, why turn this way, seaward, away from the battle danger? Now I fear their champion Hector will make good his word, the threat he made in his harangue to Trojans, not to return to Ilion from the beachhead until he fired our ships and killed our men." So he proclaimed. Now it is coming true. My God, it seems the rest of the Achaeans, like Achilles, hold a grudge against me. They have no will to fight, to save the ships. Lord Nestor of Gerenia replied, "What you describe is all too clear. High thundering Zeus himself could not now otherwise dispose the fight. Those walls are overthrown, we put our trust in as impregnable, a bulwark for the ships and for ourselves. The enemy have brought the battle down hard on the ships. You could not, if you tried, make out whether from left or right our troops are harried most and thrown into confusion. Men go down on every hand. Their death cries rise in air. We must think what to do, if any good can be achieved by thinking. I do not say that we should enter combat. Hurt men cannot fight." And the Lord Marshal Agamemnon said, "Since now they press the fight around the ship's sterns, neither wall nor moat made any difference, though painful labor built them, and Danaans dearly hoped they'd make a shield to save our ships and men. This must be somehow satisfactory to the high mind of Zeus, that far from Argos Achaeans perish here without a name. I knew it when he favored us and saved us. I know it now when he glorifies our enemies, treating them like gods. He tied our hands. He took the heart out of us. Come, everyone, do as I say. Haul down the line of ships nearest the sea to launch on the bright breakers. Moor them afloat till starry night comes on and Trojans break off battle. Under cover of darkness we may launch the rest. There's no disgrace in getting away from ruin, not by a night retirement. Better a man should leave the worst behind him than be caught." Odysseus, the great tactician, frowned, and looked at him, and answered, "Son of Atreus, what kind of talk is this? Hell's misery! I'd put you in command of some disordered rabble, not an army strong as our own. Our lot from youth to age was given us by Zeus. Danger and war to wind upon the spindle of our years until we die to the last man. Would you, then, quit and abandon forever the fine town of Troy that we have fought for all these years, taking our losses? Quiet, or some other Achaeans may get wind of this.